This episode is made possible by Turtle, the first fully adjustable travel pillow from Turtle. Sleep when you travel, be awake when you arrive. Welcome to the 10th episode of Escaping 9 to 5. I'm your host, Diana. And in this week's episode, we have Drew Binsky, and I'm so happy that you have pushed me to, you know, record another episode again. And I've been putting it off for like a lot of months now with all the technical issues and traveling and the dog. The dog is here, so
yeah, sometimes
cute.
You get too lazy, but I'm here to push you, so here we go. If you guys hear a little bit of grunting, it's our pug on our lap, so just ignore it.
Yes, it's so cute. So what are we going to talk about today?
So the last 6 months have been primarily traveling. We went to the U.S. for 1 month, then we spent 3 months in Europe. Finally, we moved back to Manila, so there's a lot to talk about. We got a dog. There's so many exciting things happening in our life right now.
I know. It has been super busy months for me, especially, you know, I'm like trying to acquire new clients for my company and also starting it, and I've been so excited, especially when our lovely pug Dudoy is the name, by the way, of our lovely pug. Also, where did we travel for the past few months?
We spent we spent 3 months in Europe.
Yes,
we were traveling most of the time together, sometimes apart, but we were in France, Spain, Czech Republic, Norway, Greenland, all over the place, Germany, yeah. Netherlands. So it was really fun. We went on a cruise to Greenland and Iceland.
That was so much fun. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Very, very special.
I know Hurtigruten is the best.
Hurtigruten is a great company. We're going back to Antarctica with them in February.
Second time!
Or January, yes. And then I went to Yemen and Turkmenistan, but Deanna flew back to Manila. We got a house. We got a dog, a pug. Deanna's been asking me for a pug for 4 years now, so we finally got it. And he's sitting on our lap right now.
He's so cute. He has a puppy breath. I cannot like stop smelling it. He has a black face, by the way, Asian eyes, white body. He's a chunky monkey.
He's very cute. And also, going by the title of this podcast, it's called Escaping 9 to 5. So Deanna is now transitioning jobs.
Yes.
She's been working with an accounting firm for the last 4 years, ever since I've known her. And due to the fact that she just wants to grow more, she's decided to do it all herself and start her own agency called DSV Digital.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. So what I do is primarily lead generation and lead prospecting, and a lot of stuff that happens before you see an ad or before you see like a newsletter being sent out.
So Deanna always impresses me with her work ethic, and she's really smart with this lead prospecting and lead generation. So Deanna, how did you come up with the idea to start your own company, and who are your new clients?
Yeah, so I'm super stoked about starting my own business, which is DSV Digital. Primarily, I do lead generation, lead prospecting, newsletter campaigns, email marketing, and as well as WeChat marketing. You know, I specialize in working with accounting firms and as well as law firms in terms of tax resolution. So I work closely with accounting firms and law firms, and I'm so happy because I have always wanted to do this by my own, and I've always wanted to, you know, always be a digital nomad. But not only that, but just to pursue something that I think I love, and I think that I've known my passion now, and I feel like I've realized that I have always have something to offer, not only for myself but also for my future clients.
So how did you find the new clients that you're working with now?
Well, surprisingly, via LinkedIn. I just sent them a message that, hey, these are the things that I can offer, and these are the things that I think that you need to you know, focus as well, since it's tax season is coming up.
Deanna is proving the point that all you have to do is pitch. Because when you pitch, you can get clients that way. Mm-hmm. In my world, I'm also doing some pitching as well, because I will be shooting a 90-minute documentary during my last 5 countries. And we're currently looking for some funding, which we've gotten some pretty good leads so far. I'll just be making a documentary, like recapping the journey to every country, showing a lot of behind the scenes of what you guys don't see in daily videos. And also, what's next for me after I finish all the countries? Where is life going to take me? So it's been really fun for me and for us at this moment.
Yeah, that sounds so exciting. I'm so excited. You've been through, you know, this whole journey. You've been through a lot, and I'm so excited what is next for you.
Yeah, so starting next week, I'm heading to Africa for 3 months just to finish all the countries in Africa, which is 18 countries. I'm really excited and nervous and anxious like usual, but I know it's going to be great. And surprisingly, we haven't... usually before I leave, it gets a little bit... Not arguing.
It's just like I have anxiety, as yeah. people would know, that, you know, the last countries that you're going to go to are not... super safe countries. Like,
but this time we're not having so much anxiety because we're used to it and we know.
I know. And I know you're going to be safe and you're going to be fine. Yes. You found locals, right? To show you around. That's good.
So let's talk about why we moved to Manila. So there's a couple reasons why. Deanna's from the Philippines in the eastern part, a small town, but she lived in Manila for a long time and her family's here. So we decided to move back to Manila because we spent some time here in the past, but having a dog is easier to raise here because we are living in a great area of the city called Bonifacio Global City. And also Manila is very cheap, so it's easy to have life expenses here. And also... we love traveling, and the Philippines is pretty much as good as it gets. You can travel to any island. It's just a 1 hour flight from Manila. We're near the airport, so it just makes life very convenient.
And very easy, because as you know, we have a dog. It's so easy for me to, you know, just send a message to my aunt to watch the dog, and I'm really not comfortable putting the dog in a, you know, in a house or in a cage somewhere, in a pet hotel.
Yeah, we already traveled to Hong Kong and to... Oh, no, we're only Hong Kong?
Yeah, only
we
already Hong Kong.
Bangkok.
Yeah.
We already traveled to Bangkok and Hong Kong, and it was easy to have Deanna's aunt just...
Also, my friends and family, I have been FOMO for the past few months while we were abroad, when they were sending me, you know, what they've been doing, and them hanging out without me, and I feel like you always needed to have a home. It doesn't mean... house in general, but also a friend and, you know, friends or family that you can always say hi and hang out with and talk about anything under the sun.
And it's good to slow down a little bit because we've been traveling quite fast, so now we can just have a home. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, we have our family photo on the wall with me, Deanna, and Dudoy. So it's hi Dudoy.
I know, and you have planned it because I've been asking you for a pug for like how many years now.
Four years,
and he strategically planned us having a dog. So I think it's also a good thing because I'm gonna slow down with traveling and focus on my company
and the podcast. I promise you, I'm gonna push her to give episodes every week.
Thank you. And also, like, it's gonna be easier for me to, you know, just grind and focus on work. I hope that I'm gonna grind and focus. I know I will.
Having a dog is a little distracting because, like, right now he's eating my finger. And the dog's nonstop chewing things. So if you leave something out, he's going to chew it.
My Louis Vuitton.
And I tried to explain that to Deanna before we got it. And she didn't fully understand.
Well, I thought that pugs just lay down and just snore. And I know.
Old.
I didn't know that they're going to be like that when they, when they're like super young.
So he's a full puppy right here, this guy.
He's so cute.
If you guys want to get some pug inspiration on Instagram, follow the Dudoy.
The Dudoy. The dude. The man. That's the THEDUDOY.
Yes.
What else can we talk about? Like, just life in general. You and me as a traveling couple. We're not going to be traveling together for like how many months until you go back from Africa.
Yeah, so from now until New Year's, I'll be pretty much out in Africa. Planning to come back here on New Year's to spend New Year's together. And then we're going to go down Antarctica for just 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I have some family things going on in the U.S. Deanna will be coming in late March, early April. And then come May and June, I'm finishing my last countries, shooting the doc, going back to the U.S. after that.
Are you coming?
Of course you're coming, yeah. Only to some of them.
Yeah.
And then going back to the States to do a media push. I'm going to try to get on some podcasts and TV networks and stuff and sell the doc, of course. And then, after that, we're planning to come back to the Philippines. And our long-term plan is to spend time in L.A. as well because there's many opportunities for both of us. And we can go back and forth between L.A. and Philippines.
That sounds a fantastic plan. Oh, also, if you have any questions about being a digital nomad and also digital marketing, I'm also going to focus on that in the next few episodes. And I would love to answer your questions in regards to that kind of space. Well, you can reach me on Instagram at Deanna Sayao, and also you can also send a voice message here on anchor.fm. What else?
So one thing that we're trying to focus on here in Manila is staying healthy, because we normally eat not so great and don't work out. So we have this, there's this service in Philippines called
Epicure Meals.
Epicure Meals, where basically you pay a flat rate for
the whole week.
The whole week, and they bring you
breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Pre-made breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it's all healthy and it's all like
2,000
calories max. And so you don't have to think about getting your food. It's, you know that you're eating healthy, and it just saves time and saves money, because it's about $2 per meal per day. So it's very, very cheap, especially here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that, and that's...
And we also ordered some massage every, like, now and then. It's so cheap. How much was it in dollars?
It's like...
$6, right?
Yeah. $5-$6 for a massage.
That's so cool.
And so we're trying to focus on our health more. We've been doing Headspace, which is an app that helps you meditate and helps you free from stress.
Yeah, but it's kind of expensive, the Headspace.
It's expensive, but it's worth it because it's freeing up your brain. And your brain, is important. The brain's important.
Also, you said that you're going to be vegetarian in Africa.
Yeah.
Should I say that?
Yeah. I'm going to do an experiment where I go vegetarian for 3 months because...
But isn't it hard
in Africa? I don't want to get food poisoning. So that's one way to help mitigate the food poisoning. And also, yeah, I think it would be a good experiment to see how my body reacts.
Are you going to record it?
Yeah, I'm going to record it.
That's good.
I'll make a video on it. So
you're going to be ripped when you come back.
Yeah, you too.
Also, you met Manny Pacquiao.
Yes, I met Manny Pacquiao. I spent an hour with him in his office because I did a video with Mike Hanapul, which is a Filipino rock star from the 70s. And
he's Jewish.
He's Jewish, so I made a video on his Judaism, and then he was meeting Manny Pacquiao later. So I joined the meeting. It was very interesting. We had an hour together.
Yeah, and you were supposed to only have like 5 minutes with him max,
he's very
right?
nice, very friendly, and very smart, very warm. So it was a great experience, and it's crazy because he's still actively fighting, but he's a senator, so he's doing some jobs in the Senate office. So it's so cool to be able to interact with Manny Pacquiao. If you don't know who Manny Pacquiao is, he's one of the greatest boxers in the history of boxing. He's amazing. He's the only fighter ever to have world records in 8 different weight divisions. And he fought Floyd Mayweather in 2015, which was the biggest fight of all time. One of the biggest fights of all time. Yeah. And he's a legend here. He's the most famous Filipino. Dudoy agrees. He's the most famous Filipino dead or alive.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Hands down. And he's just a really, really cool guy. So I got to spend time with him. And I also did some other people stories. I did one on the shortest man in the world in the southern
you
part
flew
of
there, right?
Philippines.
You flew there,
right? Flew there for one day.
Yeah.
I did one on Irwan, who is a famous blogger here and cook and chef kind of, and we talked about travel, how he stays fit on the road, and he lost 100 pounds. So there's been
an amazing story.
Thank you. So there's been a lot of good things happening here in Manila. When I'm gone, which is next week, Deanna's gonna keep her episodes coming. She's gonna keep growing her business. She's gonna keep getting healthy, and we're starting to get really great, and we're moving into a really great part of our lives. Oh, also, happy birthday, Deanna. Last week was her birthday.
That was an amazing dinner that we had during my birthday with my family. I appreciate everything.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Of course. Let's see.
Also, Dudoy is the birthday gift from Dudoy.
Yeah, the birthday gift was Dudoy. He's still biting my finger. And ow, Dudoy. It really hurts, but it's cute. You know, you can't complain. So for next year, 2020, what's our bucket list travel?
Okay, I've always wanted to go to St. Petersburg in Russia, which I have just received the news yesterday from one of my friends that Filipinos are now exempted to go to St. Petersburg in Russia. I'm so excited. I want to go there. And also, Japan. I've never been to Japan. Also, I want to go to Myanmar.
I promised Deanna I'll take her to both Japan and Myanmar because they're amazing countries. So 2020, we'll see some of that.
And so Bora Bora, please.
And Bora Bora. I'm looking forward to do more pleasure travel because a lot of my travel now is, you know, finishing the countries and not so pleasure, not so much leisure. But looking forward to doing a lot more places that we want to go to in the near future.
And also, a lot of people are asking how are we going to be traveling with a dog.
You answer that.
Well, no, I'm not going to be traveling anytime soon until next year. But I'm just enjoying my
How
time
do we
with
travel
him.
With him?
Well, Okay, so first of all, you need an emotional support from a therapist so that to make sure that he's going to be flying with you in a cabin, not in the cargo.
And we have that.
And we have that. You also need a microchip, a lot of things that you have to do. We also need to have full vaccines, like everything should be vaccines, deworming, a note from your vet, from the doctor of the dog that, you know, he's good to fly. He's like that he's a healthy boy, especially for dogs with snub nose.
And a passport.
And a passport. Also a pet passport.
How do you get that. The passport?
Well, you gather all the documents, including the emotional support from your therapist, you need to hire like an agency who does that. And that's it. They're going to take a picture, a one-by-one photo of our dog, which I'm so excited to do that and to see what it would look like. And yeah, you'll get your passport. And it's any pet passport is a blue passport. So I'm so excited. So stoked.
Dudoy, you're going to fly somewhere. Mm. Yes. And...
But we're not planning to fly him like for...
Not when he's a baby.
Not when he's a baby. Maybe like a year. We can go to somewhere like Boracay with him. Yeah. You can. I've seen some videos of like people flying dogs to Boracay or whatever, and we can do that.
Yes, of course.
So I'm so excited for your trip, love. Leaving like in a week from
now. Yeah, in a week. And if anyone is coming to Manila, Deanna will be here. Send her a message and maybe you guys can meet. Or if you want to meet Dudoy.
I'd
be more than happy to do that. This episode is much shorter than usual because it's kind of a filler episode. We're just catching you up on our lives over the last few months. So stay tuned for next week where Deanna will be having more guests and you'll be talking more in detail about the digital nomad life, giving a lot of inspiration, and that is a promise.
I've also have like ideas of for the episodes, like for example, how do you stay organized when you have a dog or like, you know, just working by yourself? And a lot of like strategies that I do, like I write stuff all the time because I feel like if I don't write something, I'm never gonna do it. And it's also like a mantra for me. So let me know, guys, what kind of topics do you want us to tackle and to talk about. And if you're sitting on a traffic, just put your headphones on and listen to Escaping 9 to 5. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope that this episode fills you in with what's going on in our lives right now, and I can't wait for the next episodes.
Thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned, and we'll see you later. Bye, Dudoy.
Bye, Dudoy. Bye. Say bye. Bye.
Hello again, podcast listeners. Join me every weekend, and if you haven't yet, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. You can subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me again next week for another inspiring journey in helping you escaping 9 to 5.